set of toes every time. New year, fresh start. Okay, just before we do in Yoni Tshuva, I want to share a little meaning of Musar. Today's Tzom Gedalia. I knew personally a very holy Yid. He lived in my neighborhood where I grew up, and his yard says Tzom Gedalia 5 years ago. So I thought it would be the Nishma, so it would be very appropriate to share something from him. His name is Rav Moshe Pipovitz Zatzal. He lived in the Lower East Side. Since he came from Europe, he was with the new yeshiva in Shanghai over those few years of the war. And he used to talk about those years regularly. Those who have been in the shir 6-7 years ago, remember that I took the shir to visit with him several times before Pesach, before Rosh Hashanah, and he would talk, you know, to the boys in his house about different ideas. And he was the shir divrei musar that he heard from Machatzko, who was the reshkiach in the mir after Rabbi Ruchem. He knew of Yaakov Levitz. He used to tell me to send the guards often. He was a nechbel al-kelem. He was the kind of person that didn't really seek out kavod. He was a rabbi in one of the yeshivas in New York City. And he was a very, very holy person. So he, one of the people who used to listen to him give sichos over the years, Rabbi Avram Lax, printed, I don't know how long ago, but he recently gave me a copy of this sefer that he printed, various inyanim that he heard from Rabbi Pipovitz. So I thought I'd share one very nice idea. It connects to Parshas Hazina, which is coming up after this year, after Yom Kippur, but it's very apropos to the season of Tshuva. The pasuk says, Kel Emuna Ve'en Avel. Kadosh Baruch Hu is considered a Kel Emuna. Just to tell you, in terms of it, he was Nifter, as I said, Tzom Gedalia 5 years ago, which then was a Shabbos, Tavshin Ayin Hei. So the Levaya was on the fast of Tzom Gedalia, which was the next day, Sunday, again, 5 years ago. So it should be as close to his neshama. So he says as follows. What does it mean to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Emuna Ve'en Avel? I mean, Kai Yisrael also are not supposed to do an Avla. Sheiris Yisrael Le'asu Avla. Like, it's obvious that you don't do something which is wrong. So Kel Emuna Ve'en Avel, like, what's the big tribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, this is an idea that the Baal Mus is saying, he was expressing it. There's a fundamental difference between the midah of a person, a bas of Adam, who issues a verdict against somebody who's guilty, and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a similar situation. Suppose a person is chayav of a particular sentence. So meanwhile, Magialo, right? He did whatever sin he committed and he should be punished. No, Nebuch, what about the family? What about the wife? What's his chayv misa? The wife becoming an almana? And what about the children? What about his circle of influence and his friends? And everyone is going to suffer as a result. So when it comes to a Beis Din Shalmata issuing a verdict, there's no taking into account other people who are affected. Do they deserve to suffer that this person is going to get a punishment? It's not relevant. What's relevant is this person magia lo onesh, and that's all that matters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. Kel Emuna Ve'en Avel means that the cheshbin of the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such that it's not just the person who's getting the onesh that's taken into account, but any persons who are going to be affected by this, there has to be an accounting for them as well. Otherwise, a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not issue an onesh on somebody if it's going to have ramifications for somebody else, and that person and their cheshbon shouldn't have this experience of suffering, so therefore this onesh cannot be carried out. So Kel Emuna Ve'en Avel means that on all counts, in all ways, it has to add up, it has to be measured in terms of whoever is going to suffer on whatever level. So he continues with this idea. It says, Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachdav, the pasuk in Tehillim. So the Radak says, tzadku yachdav, they don't contradict. Lo makhishim zeh zeh. What is the idea? What could be the message here? So again, the point is what we just said. Tzadku yachdav means every aspect of the Mishpat as it, the ripple effects, and the ripple of the ripple effects, all that is all part of the cheshbon of the Shemaim as well. So the Sfas Emes in Chumash, Parshas Chukah, says a similar idea to exclaim Pshat in Rashi. Rashi explains from the Medrash that the Pasuk says that right after Kar Yisrael sought entry through the land of Edom to get through to Eretz Yisrael, and the way they did it, they were pleading with him, Kol Amar Achicha Yisrael. They were trying to get very close, you might say, to Edom, because they wanted to have his permission. And right after that, it says that Avu Eretz Edom Lemor, Hashem said, Aaron should go up to the Horahor. And that was the end of the life of Aaron. He went up there to die. So Rashi quotes, Magid Shemitnation is Chabru Khan, is Charib Esav HaRasha, Nifitzu Maaseyem, L'chasru HaTzadik HaZeh. So because they became a little too close with Edom, making this overture to Edom, that's why they had the suffering and that Aaron died. The question is obvious. Aaron died because Pasuk says, Alashem Rishim is Tiyu Mei Meribah. However we explain the notion of the Chet, the Mei Meribah, Moshe and Aaron, were held to account. And Pasuk tells us that Aaron was held to account on the standards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed on him. So how could Rashi bring from the Medrash that the reason is because they became too close to Edom? Says the Sfas Emes that no, there's no contradiction at all. There's two separate cheshbonos. Aaron himself, the onish was because of Hashem Rishim Fimei Meribah. But meanwhile, Kar Yisrael lost Aaron. So what accounts for that? What could be the cheshbon there, the justification for that to happen? The answer is because of the Medrash tells us. So everyone had to be fitting into the cheshbon as well. This is also explained. Two more things explains with this. The Gemara in Shabbos Kovav Echav Ben Achin Shemeis Yidigu Koa Achin Kula Nechem Nechabura Shemeis Yidtida Koa Chabura Kula. So it says that there's a group of people, and Nebuch, one person suffers. Everyone has to be worried that somehow, you know, they have to be doing tshuva. So what's the idea? Because again, it wasn't just that person. Obviously, this person is part of a larger collective group. So there was obviously a cheshbon that had to do with everyone who was part of that group. They feel the loss. They feel the loss. Because Baruch Hu has a cheshbon with them as well. It's time to do tshuva. The Bali Musa say that's why part of the Eitzah to be Zoche Bedin these days is to try to become more of a klal person. The more a person is osik with the klal and is reaching out to others, so that's like a trick, you could say. Kadosh Baruch Hu will have to take into account now not just this person's own cheshbon, even the person on their own merits wouldn't make it, but now that there's a lot of other people involved, and to the extent that they don't deserve that they should lose this person, or this person should suffer and should be available to the cloud. So therefore, that could also be a reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu could be more merachim on this person, even if their own schus wouldn't be enough, but the fact that there's also the tzibur that's also affected as a result. So the more that person is living, not for themselves, but for the tzibur, there's also a reason that you can hope for a better outcome. And then the last thing he says, a little bit of a stretch, but he suggests an interesting a pshat that we know, I said, Dabke spoke about this, but Kias, I said something else about this inyan, maybe we'll leave that. But the union of Eim Sisra that comes up for Tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah, the Gaonim were Metakein Meir Kolos, right? We have the Ikra Halacha is 30 and then 30, the Tkiyas and Yishuv gives them Umad, and then we have Umashnim to Meir Kolos. Why? Keneged the 100 cries of Eim Sisra. What's connection? Why is Eim Sisra relevant to Rosh Hashanah? She's not a role model, anything but a role model. Even the Taicha Teruah, which we know has either the meaning of Shvarim, we call Shvarim, we call Teruah. Shvarim Teruah is because we don't know how to translate Yabava. Yabava, what was it that she was sobbing? Was it the hysterical cries of the Teruah? Was it more the longer cries of Shvarim? Was it both? So we have all three versions. And why are we learning from Eim Sisra? What's the connection? So there's a beautiful point from Salvechik, which is for another time to share with you. But he says, or what we're saying right now, right of this, he says, okay, Pshat is as follows. Sisra was a Rasha Merusha, Magia Lo, the onus that he got, so Yael, Chever Eishes, Chever Akeni, killed him, and he deserved it. But the mother wasn't Hamashasa the same level. She wasn't Sisra, she was Aim Sisra, she was also not a Tzadikus, but why should she deserve that her son get killed? So to the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you might say, had to even the score in some way, or at least to sort of create a little bit of a balance to give her some kind of consolation for the fact that she lost her son, and maybe that would have been over the top, but Sisra had to die. So therefore, with Tokea Mer Kolos Rosh Hashanah, because we have to reckon with the fact that there was a certain side to her that wasn't accounted for. So the way that sort of gets evened out in some way is that we roll the extra kolos connected emphasis. This is a thought, but whether or not each particular, you know, vart is it's the only pshat to say. Chaim Shmulevitz used to say this. I heard this and people heard him say it, that he used to bring a lot of rayas to it, particularly. So he would say, even if the rayas are not rayas, because each kasha you can answer differently. You can look in the mashah here, you can look in the other maskar, and you'll see other answers. But the shmuz like the shmuz. In other words, the message is correct. Okay, and I found another raya. Okay, each raya you could try to deflect it. So the point is MS. Kelmuna veinavel, that the Keshbrochus Keshbonos are different than Basa Badam in the sense that there's a lot more that's taken into account in the Cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. That's one Indian I wanted to just share, beginning of Shir, some Gedali. Okay, we're going to get back to Makkos tomorrow, Mirz Hashem. We'll do the Rashash that we left off with, and also the Rekiv Eger. But for now, I want to do some Tshuva. So I want to look with you carefully and dive in two things. First, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, which is the source for the Mitzvot of Tshuva.